Giselle. It's really nice to be here. Thank you. So when I was a kid, this American movie came to Hamburg, Germany. It was called Freaky Friday. It was where the teenage girl and her mother switched bodies, and so for that day, the Friday, the girl get to be her mother and the mother get to be the girl, and they each have each other's life for the day. And that get me thinking, for what is it like to be somebody else's life? So then one day I'm an adult and and I'm going onto the internet to look around on the Craigslist ride share, because I like to see where all the people is going, and then I can imagine what it's like to be the person who is going to that place. And then I see this one ad, and it say, veggie oil fueled hippie bus going to Ashland, Oregon. Well, that opened up a whole world of inquiry for me. So I click on it and I read, and it's this guy Steve, and I think he seemed really nice what he write in the ad. So I write to him an email and I say, you seem really nice what you write in the ad. I cannot go with you, but have fun on your trip. Then I'm so surprised because he write back to me, why can't you go? And I think, hey, he have a point. Maybe the hippies on this hippie bus is reaching out to me to try on their life. So I call up to Steve and I meet him on the phone, and he seemed really nice, normal guy, don't seem crazy. And at that moment also I was at something of a crossroad in my job, was going really stressful, so that mostly I'm just sitting at my desk swearing in German. So I decide, yes, I will go. The hippies will give me a tasting of their life of peace. They will teach me to be here now. And the power of saying yes. So then the next weekend, Sunday, I'm standing on the street corner, what we have arranged, and then here come the bus. And it's a big old school bus, painted blue, and there is Steve at the wheel. Inside the bus, the regular seats has been taken out, and there's just counter down the side, and sofa, and then a big mattress at the back. And there's all the hippies there sitting there, and they all say hello to me. They ask me about me, so I tell them, you know, I'm a button maker, but I had to take a break from my life. And they all understand that. They say, yeah, man. So the people on the bus, there was Steve. He was mid of his 40s. I think he used to have a big fancy job, but he say, I just want to relax and hang out, man. So that was Steve. Then there was Rachel and Lee. They was like in their 20s, and they have been living in a yurt. Which I learned is just a very difficult way of saying tent. Also, there was this guy, Velton. He was really cute. He had long, flowing hair and big brown eyes, but he also really, really stinky. Because I think that he's so busy trying to be here now that he can't find the time to be in the shower. There was Melanie. She was French, and all the time driving, she liked to lean out the window and shout her philosophies to the people on the street. And mostly, her philosophies was, hey, you look uptight, you should come on the hippie bus with us. Mostly her message did not reach its intended target. And so then we drive up to Ashland, Oregon, and we're going to spend a week at the home of Theo and Shelly, who are two friends of Steve that he met at Burning the Man. So we get there. And so I start to learn the hippie way. The first thing I learn is about the hugs. You have the hippie hello, you have the hippie goodbye. It has to be meaningful, long hug, and the first one who break is the corporate lucky. Then the second thing I learned is about my water bottle. Because you see, I was using an old bottle from Mountain Dew that I just refill with water, and it's my water bottle. But Teo tell me, no, the corporate symbology on the label is leaching into the crystalline structure of the water so that I'm actually drinking corporate brainwash. I had no idea. So then Shelley hold up to me this old jar, what is filled with brown liquid. I say, why is it brown? She say, it's got Osarium and ancient earth. And I think about it, I think she is just talking about an old pile of dirt that she just mix in the water. She make mud. She's drinking mud. But it is my week with the hippies, so I taste the mud water. It tastes like mud. Score one for the hippies. The next day, we meet two more of their hippie friends, Caleb and Angelina. And Caleb is this scruffy, spacey guy. He has hair going this way and that, and his thoughts going this way and that. And he loves to play guitar, but he only knows one song, Hallelujah. So he plays it in a loop. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Finally he stopped. I go, Hallelujah. Wednesday, they have the sacred geometry meeting, and I learned about something really cool, what is called a straw jet, which is this device which takes agricultural residue and it compress, cover with magnesium oxide to make building blocks. So all the hipsters over there in Malawi using the stalks from the tobacco harvest, which normally would just be burned in the field, but they're making building blocks out of them and making it for their little huts. So that's really great. Score two for the hippies. Then Thursday, we take a hike up into the hills in the morning, and then we go dumpster diving. That is where you dive into the dumpster and you get things that are still usable. I am too shy to go into the dumpster myself, but Rachel dive in. We hear her rummage, rummage. She come up with a big smile on her face. She found a pretty fresh cabbage and a potato. Then we have our found food dinner. It was really tasty. And at one point I hear Caleb saying to Steve, well, I would go for yoga teacher training, but for that I have to get to India. And for that, I just need money. And he look up to the heavens and he say, Lord, please send me $4,000. And Steve say, hey, Caleb, you know, you can do yoga teacher training in San Francisco for just $2,000. And Caleb say, yeah, but in India, it's free. Then the next day, we have a big discussion about the gender of the bus. Is the bus a lady bus or a man bus? Everybody discussed. Finally, Steve said, actually, the bus is a female. And Lee from the yurt get a very serious look on his face. And he said, well, that changes my entire relationship with this bus. So then it is time to leave. Oh, the last goodbye hug. We was there for like 20 minutes. No one want to let go. We hugging. Finally, we get on the bus. We go home. And so I had this week of getting to try on to be the hippie. And even though I kind of giggle at the funny things that they say, what I see is that they're just people like you and me, everybody the same. Everybody's just everybody. So I say thank you for the hippies to remind me of this. Thank you.